The Sefer Chassidim in Sif Chaf Aleph. So he talks a little bit about a person that did an Avera and what he should do Midarkei Atshuva. Very interesting. It begins as follows. Chassidim HaRishonim Hayu Koisvim Be'igeres Avoyneiseim Kishahayu Chaitim. Chassidim HaRishonim, if they were doing Avera, they would have an Igeres, so they would keep a ledger, but they would write down the Averas that they did. Kidei Lehis Vadois Al Chatasam. The reason is, like this, they would be able to be mesvada on their chet, ukidei sheyiskar, v'yischaret, v'yase tshuva. Mepnei shezoicher avoynoisav, like this, they remember their averes, and they remember shu osalitein din v'cheshben aleim v'yase tshuva, l'fichach toiv l'koisvam, l'kayim ha-shenemar, v'chatosi negdi samet. So says the Sefer Chassidim, that Chassidim HaRishonim, they had a minute. They would, every time they would do an Avera, they would keep a Cheshvan and they would write down the Avera like this. They had a Cheshvan, they wouldn't forget about it. They were Mekayim, the Inyan of Vechatosi Negdi Samen. Then he says, I'm skipping a little bit, Ach Beremez Yichtevein. If you write it, you should only write it Beremez. Shelo Yimtsoim Shum Adam. Because you don't want that. If somebody finds it, he's going to chop exactly what it says over there. Umasha Amru. So, in other words, meaning, write it, but don't like spell it out too much. It's interesting because the first thing that comes to mind when you learn the Sefer Chassidim is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisiva adisi likshibana beis hamikdash avichat hashmeina. But I think the second thing that comes to mind is he didn't write a beramiza. He wrote it pretty clearly. In fact, there's even raid why he had to write so much. Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisiva adisi. He could have just wrote Ani Shmuel ben Elisha am chayiv chatos. Why do you have to write karisiva adisi ve'in kamekoymoi? But the bottom line is that luchur this Sefer Chassidim it's makar comes from that inyan. Then the Sefer Chassidim says as follows. He says, Umasha Amru, Chotzef Man de Mefarish Chate. You're going to say that, why are you writing down Yaveras? Isn't there an inyan in Chazal that it's considered a chutzpah for a person to talk about his Averas? So he says, Zeu Shemagid Lokoy Lashachata. That's a person that tells everybody about his Averas. Avon Mutter Lahagid Lo Adam Tzadik, but it's Mutter to tell a Tzadik, Vitzonua, or a person that's a tzonua, echod me avoynoisav, kidei sheyoyru lehech yasa tshuva. So it says that the Sefer Chassidim, that even though it's true, there's an inyan not to walk around talking about your averes, but to tell a tzaddik, or to tell a tzonua, poshe, to beit zechais a little bit, he's going to help you do tshuva. For that, there's no question, it's a very, very good idea. And then he says something interesting. He says, oh, yishalei stam, if you want to ask a chash of a person about how you do tshuva for an avera. So he says, you should tell him, Adam sha'asa avein zeh, right, asking for a friend. This is mamash mefurish. Adam sha'asa avein zeh, uba lashon, heich yase tshuva, you know, theoretical, hypothetical. What would you do in terms of, mamash, you can't make it up. But the bottom line is, says the Sefer Chassidim, that even though there's an inyan not to go ahead and to spread your avera, but to tell it to an ish tzanua, to tell it to a chassid, over there already, if I cared, it's a chashiv azach, let him help you do tshuva. So Rav Reuven Margolis, in his pirish on Sefer Chassidim, in Makar Chesed, he says, yesh loyma, that the Makar to this Sefer Chassidim is a mefurish a gemara. Soita daf lamid beis amid beis. Why? Because the gemara says that we're very sensitive, that when a person had to bring a karben chatas, nobody should chap that he's bringing a karben chatas. So what was the sensitivity? What did we do? We went out of our way to make sure that the chatos was going to be brought in the same place that they brought the carbon oil. It was going to be dafka betzofen. Why it's like this? No one's going to chat. Oh, but fake the Gemara Kasha. What about the Zerika? So the Gemara says, who knows by the Zerika? The Kayan knows about the Zerika. Oh, the Kayan, you don't have to worry about it. So I say, Maris, that you see that when it comes to the Kayan is the tzaddik. The Kayan's a ladder, no, fakir. So he says, yeah, Shleimer, this is the Makar. You see both sides of the equation of the Sefer Chassidim in this Gemara. You see, there's an inyan not to go ahead and be mefarish and not let the world know about the avera that you did. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, you find that the Kohen himself was allowed to know. So said Rav Reuven Margolis that yesh loymer, our Gemara is a makar to this inyan that you find by the Sefer Chassidim. Yishtelsu another Chazal, and this is actually coming up in Perek Meshuach Mochama, so we know when the Yidden used to go fight a war, so there were a bunch of people that were allowed to go home. Mio Isha Asher, Bono Bayis, Nota Kerem, Eras Isha, and not just that, the Yore and the Rach Levav. So who is the Yore and the Rach Levav? So it's a Machloikis in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says the Yore and the Rach Levav is a person that he's afraid of his Averis. Right, this person's afraid of his Averis. And because he's afraid of his Averis, we let him go home to him. Meaning he thinks he's going to get killed in war because he doesn't have the schusim to be able to make it out alive. And then Rabbi Yosef Aglili says a davar nifla. He says that the reason that the other three went home, The reason the Bona Bayis and the Notakerim and the Eir HaSisha went home was Shaloi Levayish, the Yari and the Rach Levav. Because if you would let the Yari and the Rach Levav be the only one that goes home, so everyone's going to chab. Why is he chickening out? Because of the Averish of the Yadar. So he would be exposed. So Pashit, he shouldn't have to be exposed in this Inyan. So it's for that reason we were sensitive. The Haflah in Panim Yofis and Parsha Shoiftim says that this L'chayra is the reason that how did it work originally? Originally, the way it would work is everybody would go to war. And then they would make the announcement, and then whoever was supposed to go home went home. So Freit HaFla, I don't understand. The guy that's a Yorei V'Rach Levav, okay, so he maybe is going to go to the battlefield first because he doesn't know yet how scared he is. He's going to get close. He's going to start having anxiety. Okay, so we're going to send you, no problem. You're Yorei, you're a Rach Levav, far home, go do your thing. But the person that just got married, who's Shana Rishayna, he knows he's Shana Rishayna. The person that built the house knows he built the house. The guy that just planted a vineyard, he knows he just planted a vineyard. Why does he have to go? And then when he gets to the battlefield, he's wearing his uniform, he has his rifle in his hand, now we're going to send him home. He knew. Why did he go in the first place? Zokta Hafla, he says in his Panim Yafis, Lefir Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's beautiful. It's because the whole Indian is not to be Mevayish, the Yari and the Rach Levav. The Yari and the Rach Levav might not know he's a Yari and a Rach Levav until he comes to the battlefield. It's like this, everybody goes, your mamish get to the front lines, whoever wants to go home, go home, whoever needs to go home, go home. It's like this, when the Olam turned around, nobody really chapped who it was that was turned around, and like this, everything was going to be good.